Mr. Nabil Rajab is president of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, and he's joining us now from the Bahraini capital, Manama, to tell us more. Mr. Rajab, thanks very much for being with us. The question of torture being used against these activists, the question, of course, of the Al-Khawaja family being arrested, no news about them. Tell us what you've been doing as part of the human rights groups there in Bahrain about the fate of those who've been arrested amid allegations of torture.
Well, first of all, we have the fourth one that we have buried yesterday, who died of torture in 10 days' time. And it's the fifth one, maybe in 1 month time. And as you know, that they didn't only kill him and torture him, but they have threatened his family not to show his body to anyone. And they've threatened them that they will be arrested. And they have threatened them not to bury him, not to have the normal ceremony which we supposed to have. The march start from the mosque to the cemetery. So that's why the family were forced not to do march to the cemetery and to take him from hospital directly to the cemetery, from the hospital to cemetery to bury him, as they were so much afraid. They have lost one and they don't want to lose the others. Karim al-Fakhrawi, the one who died yesterday, of course, before they killed him, they've raided his house. They have spoiled the whole house. They have stolen his money. They have stolen every expensive thing in his house. Even some charity he gathered in some boxes for some charity organization were stolen by the security institution. Almost they were burying him without anybody seeing the body yesterday, but few guys who were angry thought we must see, and they came and again they opened his coffin, and there where people start taking picture and showing the marks of torture. The government trying their best to cover their crimes. From one side, they try to threaten the families of those people getting killed not to take pictures. From the other side, they try to threaten human rights activists like myself, being referred to a military court. But it is now too late and it is too difficult because the crime is so much, it cannot be covered. What is happening now, what you've asked me about Abdul Hadi. Abdul Hadi is an example of hundreds of people. Abdul Hadi, although he's a well-known human rights activist in the Arab region, and they have treated him that bad. They have humiliated him and beat him till he was bleeding and unconscious. So you could imagine how those people who are unknown in the Arab region, who are unknown in Bahrain, how they will treat them when they are arrested. It's a crime committed in an hourly basis. Houses are still being raided nighttime from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Every house they're raiding, they take the money, they will take any wealthy thing that they will face, and they will break the remaining. You can see thousands of pictures now uploaded online of those houses being raided. Government trying to humiliate, oppress all these people who came out protesting, calling for the reform. Half of the population came out 1 month ago calling for a reform and calling for a change. Now government targeting them, going behind them one by one, using foreign mercenaries that they brought from outside the country to humiliate people. Hundreds of people are getting arrested. It is just bigger than our capacity. We cannot document all of them because there are many cases we receive. Even I myself cannot open the numbers. If you see the numbers of email I receive of complaint, that I'm not able to open those emails. Thousands of people being terminated from war. So far we have documented around 1,000 people, but we think there are up to 3,000 to 4,000 people. All of them high professional, high ranking jobs, well respected people, engineers, doctors, unionists, activists are terminated. Their only problem, they are from a Shia sect. Government is practicing a sectarian cleansing now, all the government institution. Every Shia citizen targeted now, based on his accent, because from the accent you know Shia from Sunni. But the people targeting them, they are not Sunni people, but they are mercenaries who brought from outside the country. Government brought them to give those protesters a lesson not to repeat what they have done. But I think every time they do this, every time people are more committed and more convinced, this situation cannot continue. These crimes cannot continue. We cannot remain quiet forever. As much as we see those crimes happening, as much as we think this situation has to change. And that's why people have decided not to be silent anymore.
Right, Mr. Nabil Rajab, thanks for sharing those thoughts with us and giving us an update of what's been happening in Bahrain. Mr. Rajab, I know that you yourself have been experiencing the restrictions that have been imposed on the press, on the activities of activists like yourself. Tell us about your experiences with the authorities there. Amid these allegations of human rights violations, what should be done about it as well?
Well, you know that as we remain few people who kept exposing the human rights violation in Bahrain after banning all international journalists to come to Bahrain and after blocking all the websites showing the other side of the pictures and after closing down for a day then sacking the chief editor of the only independent newspaper. So we remain the only people telling the outside world whatever happening here, abuse and human rights violation. So government start targeting us as activists, as internet activists, one by one. Most of people are in detention now, and they've been subjected to torture, as I expect. And I am targeted, like, as you know, that they refer me to the military court. And I just, I'm speaking to you here, and I've seen a newspaper just right now saying that Nabil Rajab is receiving money from Iran. This is intimidation. This is harassment. I have not ever in my life met any Iranian official, or I haven't met ever in my life any Iranian diplomat, and but always Bahrain is dying to link the activism in Bahrain. They're trying to link the uprising in Bahrain with Iran because they think that this is the best way to get the West in our side. This is the best way to frighten the neighboring country to keep them on our side, and we become victim of this satanic policy of the government by trying to link Iran with the internal issue of Bahrain. Iran got nothing to do with the Bahrain internal issue. And also, we don't want anybody to be, to be involved in this. It is an internal issue, as we don't want Saudi to remain in Bahrain. We think it's an invasion. They should leave our country. So this is the same thing we are dealing with everybody. We say this is an internal issue, has to be dealt with internally. Now, Bahrain government trying their level best to link us, activists, opposition, human rights defender, unionists, doctors, all of them try to link them with Iran. But this is what won't work after all. It's very clear story now what is going inside. Even the media in the West in the past 5 to 6 days, it seems that the picture is becoming more clear to them that Bahrain government is fighting with the peaceful uprising that's calling for more reform, human right to be respected, political participation, elected government, written constitution. It's enough for a ruling family to have the whole wealth of the country. It's enough for the ruling family to be the majority of the government and the cabinet. It's enough that all ruling family is the high-ranking jobs of each and every governmental or financial institution. And people of Bahrain want to be take part in the government. They want to take part in politics. They want to take part in their wealth. So government, they're trying to, whatever solution presented by government, it has deepened the crisis. It has made the crisis bigger. It has made the gap between the ruling family and the local people bigger.
Well, Mr. Rajab, sorry for jumping in here. Something that you referred to in your previous comments was the fact that you say those people who are attacking the Bahraini civilians, those people who are attacking mosques and other sites, sacred sites in Bahrain, you say a lot of them, or maybe all of them, are not Bahrainis, but they're mercenaries, you say. Tell us about what Bahraini people think should be done by international community about the involvement of the Persian Gulf Arab states here, about how Saudi Arabia has gotten itself involved in this, and how the United States and Washington has been reacting about the situation there, and how Saudi Arabia has gotten involved.
Now, other than the Saudi troops and the GCC troops, Bahrain government used to bring mercenaries from outside, especially from Balochistan and Pakistan and Syria and Yemen. And a lot of Baluchis, human rights group, raised the issue in Balochistan, and they urged the Baluchi nation not to allow themselves to go to Bahrain to oppress a nation that is. And since they are already, they think they are oppressed, then we are in touch with the human rights group in Pakistan, and they are angry about what's going on. In Balochistan, human rights groups, they are angry about what's going on, that Bahrain government, because most of these people, when they come, they don't know the actual story. They tell them that you will go and work in a police and government institution. When they come, they end up in a bloody conflict. They have to fight and kill innocent, peaceful people calling for reform and all that. Bahrain government for years been bringing this. Now, other than mercenaries that they're using, they brought troops from Saudi Arabia and tanks and military and deployed now in Bahrain from the neighboring country with silent of United States, which is very clearly shows that they have a green signal from United States. In fact, when the Secretary
Absolutely
of
true.
Defense was in Bahrain, two days after the Secretary of State left Bahrain, the troops of Saudi have occupied and invaded Bahrain, which many people think, even the silence of United States administration, Obama administration, and what's going on in Bahrain, it really strengthened the opinion that there is a support because United States government thinks that a repressive regime, those tribal regimes in the Gulf country, could guarantee their interest and influence in the region more than any the future
Absolutely.
Democracy. This is what is frightening. This
Right.
is what is frightening. We, hello, go ahead.
Yes, yes. I'm afraid we've just run out of time, Mr. Nabil Rajab. Mr. Rajab, thanks so much for being with us. President of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights there, live with us from Manama.